Hello and welcome to the Breeders' Cup preview as we focus in on the Turf Mile. And again, we're going to talk about those early morning lines as our initial thoughts in here. Bricks and Mortar 7-2. Again, he has the chance of going in the mile, which I believe our thoughts are that he'll potentially go in this spot over the turf, but we'll ultimately see how it goes. He's the slight morning line favorite at 7-2. Circus Maximus at 4-1 on this early morning line. Got Stormy, the filly, is going to be in here at 5-1. Romanized at 6-1. Raging Bull is 8-1 for Chad Brown. You're also going to see Uni, at another Chad Brown horse, at 10-1. And you're going to see some longer priced horses with El Tormenta, who was the upset winner in that Woodbine Mile at 12-1. Bowie's Hero, and rounding out even bigger prices, Lord Glitter's at 20-1. Again, some may go in this spot, others may not. We'll see ultimately how it goes out. Especially with post positions and the changing of odds in here. But what are your initial reactions in this Turf Mile?
I think this is a tough spot for Bricks and Mortar. If they decide to go in the Turf Mile, because Circus Maximus for Aiden O'Brien is a very, very good horse. And how good did Uni look last time at Keeneland? I mean, she looked unbelievable there. Raging Bull, I didn't really have an opinion on, because I know the old Raging Bull is an absolute stud, but the last couple, I didn't think Raging Bull ran bad, but I think obviously the stable mates are a little bit better. But El Tormenta, we were up there for the Woodbine Mile, looked great that day for Gail Cox, and I like that they're going to take a shot in here. Bowie's Hero going off the Phil D'Amato, I think is pretty live in this spot at 12-1 as well. That was at Keeneland, the winner of the Shadwell Turf, and that replay is very, very good for Bowie's Hero, but I think this is a tougher spot for Bricks and Mortar, especially on that layoff from the Arlington Million, especially with what Aiden O'Brien's bringing in, and especially from what we've seen from the Phil D'Amato horses, from Uni, the last star, from Got Stormy at Saratoga. I think this is a little bit tougher of a spot based on some of those things, and this is a much better betting race as well.
I agree with you, because of the closing kick factor, right? I mean, in the turf, which is going a mile and a half, you have to believe that Bricks and Mortar would have that factor, that closing kick factor over the rest of the field. In here, we saw Got Stormy, the real good Got Stormy that won that four-star Dave, had an unbelievable explosive late kick. Uni, what you talked about, coming back and validating in the First Lady at Keeneland, unbelievable closing kick. So it really comes down to who's going to be in front of others and who's targeting who, because there are some horses with really good closing kicks. And you also have to take a look at the fact that there's a lot of closers in here. Who are the horses that are going to be forwardly placed? And I believe Circus Maximus will be one that will have the jump on these horses. So 4-1 to me, maybe some decent value. Again, a lot of things to look at. We're about a week and a half away from the Breeders' Cup. But if you want a horse that's going to be much more forwardly placed than Bricks and Mortars, in front of Raging Bull, who's another closer, in front of Got Stormy, who's a closer, in front of Uni, who's a closer, and even in El Tormenta, we don't really know what that race was up in the Woodbine Mile. Won that day at huge price, upsetting Got Stormy. 12-1, a horse that should be forwardly placed as well. Maybe that's another horse you want to take a look at. I don't think this is a race where you're going to want to settle on one or two horses, even if Bricks and Mortar does go in this spot. We'll take a lot of attention at the windows, and I believe a couple others. Well, I don't believe Uni will go off at 10-1.
No.
There's no way. There's no possibility that that ever will happen off of the race last time out. And the fact that her only real blemish was in that four-star day, which was disappointing, and she just really didn't get going until late. Exactly, on a big layoff. She's had some explosive races, and she's very dangerous in here. You also have Iridessa, an European, at 10-1. Bowie's Hero, who puts in some big races, it seems like each and every time as well. This race, to me, is completely wide open.
It should be. I mean, this is probably my favorite race. I love the mile race at the Breeders' Cup. So for those reasons, I think Bricks and Mortar should probably go in a different direction than the mile, because I think this is a much more competitive field. I think if Uni stays even close to 10-1, that is your play of the weekend. Don't even play any other race. A nice little win place bet on Uni at 10-1, you're all set. That's kind of how I feel. I think the pace is going to be very slow, as you said. Unless El Tormenta kind of tangles on the front end, they set up the race for the closers in here. I think the pace is going to be slow, but I know Uni can close from way off the pace. I know Uni can close from slow numbers. The one thing I'm going to say about Got Stormy, they didn't go quick at the Woodbine Mile. and they were flying in the four-star Dave. And I'm not taking anything away from Gottsorn because that was a terrific performance, but the Fractions were, I think they went a 45-half in the four-star day. But Godstormy beat the very, very good horses that day, including Raging Bull, including Uni. But I think Godstormy at 5-1, Uni at 10-1. I think those two fillies in here, they could make some noise at some bigger prices, especially if Bricks and Mortar stays.
I mean, there is a possibility, and it's a valid question. Is Godstormy just that good of a horse, just a different level horse at Saratoga and everywhere else? She sort of comes back down to earth because her races up at Saratoga were just unbelievable. Yes. And then she had a little bit of a disappointing race at Woodbine. Will it be the same way at Santa Anita? You're going to get a fair price. And then you take a look at the European horses in here. Circus Maximus, which we just talked about, held off the field to win last time out against Romanized. Those horses are 4 and 6-1 respectively in this race and are right in the mix of things. And they both beat Line of Duty, who actually won the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf last year. So you like to see the fact that those horses have faced some classy horses as well. That race was at Longchamp. To me, those horses are going to have an impact in here, and that just goes and solidifies how wide open this race really is. I do believe, though, if Bricks and Mortar goes in this spot, the fact that Bricks and Mortar just has that headlining appeal probably goes off somewhere around 8-5, you have to think, right?
At least 8-5. You know, I would be surprised if Bricks and Mortar goes off 2-1 or higher. Especially in a field like this. But Bricks and Mortar, no matter where he goes, he's going to be pounded, and deservingly so from the year he's having. But if he stays here, that just means I think horses that have a huge chance of an upset, they're going to be even bigger prices than what you're seeing right now on the morning line. So I think it all depends on where Bricks and Mortar goes, because if Bricks and Mortar is not here, some of these Unis, these Raging Bulls, these Godstormies, these prices are going to be a lot smaller than if he was in here because of that big wow factor and the attention, deserving attention, he has brought on himself throughout this racing year. But I think this is a very, very competitive race, even if Bricks and Mortar stays.
All right, those are our thoughts on the Breeders' Cup Turf Mile. Good luck.